World War One on the BBC.
A terrible storm cloud hangs over Russia. Disaster, grief, murky darkness, and no light. A whole ocean of tears, and so much blood.
The 2nd of August. Grigory Rasputin sends an apocalyptic warning to the Tsar. The Russian mystic is still recovering in hospital from the attempt on his life, and so unable to exert his usual influence at court.
I know they all want you to go to war. They do not know that they are bringing destruction. You are the Tsar. Do not let the lunatics triumph.
In Brussels, the German ambassador delivers an ultimatum to the Belgian government. Germany says it must move forces onto Belgian territory to prevent a French attack.
Should Belgium oppose the German troops, Germany would be obliged, to her regret, to regard the kingdom as an enemy.
Earlier this morning, German troops have already invaded Luxembourg on a similar pretext. The Belgians are given 24 hours to reply. In Britain, the cabinet meets yet again. No one can remember the last time it has met on a Sunday. And there's still deadlock. The Foreign Secretary, Sir Edward Grey, threatens to resign if Britain stands aside. Four of the cabinet, though, are against intervention. So is the majority of the backbenchers. The government may well collapse. At the meeting, the Secretary of State for the Colonies notes an exchange between the First Lord of the Admiralty, Winston Churchill, and his anti-war colleague, John Morley.
If Germany violates Belgian neutrality, I want to go to war. If you don't, I must resign. If you do go to war, I resign.
Let us stand together and make it impossible for government to do things in our name without our sanction.
Just around the corner, in Trafalgar Square, the first large British peace meeting is taking place. But there are also big pro-war crowds cheering the king at Buckingham Palace. The Prime Minister, Henry Asquith, is rather disturbed by the popular enthusiasm.
One could hear this distant roaring as late as 1 or 1:30 a.m. in the morning. War, or anything that seems likely to lead to war, is always popular with the London mob. Now they're ringing their bells. In a few weeks, they'll be wringing their hands. How one loathes such levity.
In Brussels, the Belgian cabinet has come quickly to a unanimous decision on the German ultimatum. At 2:30 a.m., they make their answer known. Belgium will resist. Back at the German embassy, they are shocked.
Oh, the poor fools. Why don't they get out of the way of the steamroller? We don't want to hurt them, but if they stand in our way, they will be ground into the dirt. Oh, the poor fools.
Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.